Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. We're at the end of September.
Where's that month gone?
What are we like at the end of September? That's a song, end of September, I think. I don't know. Maybe it is. Listen, welcome. Nice to have you.
Great to see you too.
What are we at today, my friend?
Well, one of your favourite meats and ingredients is pork, am I right?
Yes, sir.
And I was thinking, let's do something lovely pork chops.
Okay.
Good value, full of flavour, very versatile. And of course, you're using the Borbia quality Irish produced pork, which is really important.
Always, yes.
Pork is seen as a cheap meat. I think it's a beautiful meat. I think it's very versatile, as I say. And whenever we have it on in the menu, it's always very popular. So sometimes we might do the pork cheek or the fillet. You know, pork chops I love because they're beautiful, lovely bit of texture, but they're full of flavours at the end. We're going to bring them up to another level. We're going to
okay, what
lovely,
are you going to do?
Yeah, we're going to do a lovely orange and mustard kind of glazed pork chop with a celeriac slaw. So the celeriac is optional. Not everyone will like it, but you could do it with a lovely mashed potato, some rice, whatever. Mm. But it's that lovely kind of like dressing marinade, which is gorgeous for the pork.
I like that on the side, the idea of that on the side. Not everyone does. Yeah, you're right. Not everyone does. But the pork chops dressed up, lovely.
They're beautiful.
You
know. Beautiful.
Anyway, tell us what you're doing with your orange and your mustard.
Yeah, the celeriac slaw, which is a coleslaw. Celeriac is a root vegetable. It's known as the poor man, not poor man's, it's known as the ugly duckling of the root vegetables, but I love it. I love it. It's so beautiful.
I think ginger's uglier.
Probably.
Right. I think.
It's more knobbly.
Oh, I tell you so much. I think it's an ugly lad.
But you're right. Yeah. But celeriac is beautiful and it's so versatile in a soup, in a coleslaw, in a puree. We use it a lot. It's really good. We pickle it. We do a lot of it in the restaurant. We smoke it, actually, in the barbecue too. So we do it.
I thought you were off to cigarettes.
Give them up.
Well, good man yourself.
You know, bit of smoked celeriac wouldn't do anyone any harm.
Vegetables now.
So, yeah, you're right. Mm. So, one celeriac peeled and cut into julienne, which means really thin strips. Now, the best utensil for this is called a madeleine. So, and you just slice it through. It's a Japanese madeleine, it's called. So, that'll get it really, really thin. Into that, we're going to put in some Granny Smith apple. Again, cut into little strips. One red onion sliced. Going to put in some buttermilk, or you can use mayonnaise. There's lovely acidity in buttermilk, gives lovely freshness. The juice of some lemon into that, and some parsley. So, if you want a creamier kind of a slaw or coleslaw, using the celeriac, I would use
buttermilk.
No, but you could use the full fat mayonnaise.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, and a little bit of whole grain mustard. It's not on the recipe because we're using mustard in with the pork. It works very well with the coleslaw. It really does.
Okay.
So, that apple and pork, but that can be made ahead and lovely in a burger. Should have said that in a pork burger.
Really?
That slaw will keep for about maybe a week in your fridge. So you can make it ahead.
That's very
beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, back onto our lovely pork. Pork chops, already spoke about that. You're probably working at least two pork chops per person.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so 2 tablespoons of rapeseed oil. We're using freshly squeezed orange juice, or you can get lovely freshly squeezed orange juice. 4 tablespoons of that. Some whole grain mustard into that, 1 tablespoon. Probably if you don't like mustard, maybe a teaspoonful might be enough. A tablespoon's quite a lot of whole grain mustard. Some beautiful orange marmalade. So that's sticky, citrusy, sweet, sour, all those lovely flavours that I love. We're using some apple cider vinegar, so hence the apple and pork.
Apple cider vinegar, when we were all in lockdown, and you had that great recipe with apple cider vinegar, and I really discovered how beautiful it is on meat. Beautiful.
And there's a lovely Irish company in Kilkenny called Highbank Orchard, and they're the most gorgeous people who produce Highbank apple syrup. It's like a maple syrup, but done with apples. Beautiful, so it really is excellent.
Yeah.
They also do the cider vinegar too.
It's a beautiful flavour.
Oh, I love it.
The pork.
I really do.
Yeah.
So you mix that all together, you seal off your chops. That means in a good hot pan. I'd like this done in a griddle pan so you get those lovely lines, but that's optional.
Sure.
So good hot pan with oil, and then you literally pour over that lovely marinade. So you mix that all in a little dish, pour that over, and you keep spooning that over your pork chops. What happens? They get sticky, sweet, sour, all those lovely flavours. So you don't want it too sweet. So that's why you need, you know, the lovely orange juice, that lovely cider vinegar. You're going to get beautiful, gorgeous freshness and that lovely kind of lovely, rich, gorgeous, succulent Irish pork. Cook it until it's just cooked and then serve it with the celeriac slaw. Maybe a couple of little baby boils or a baked potato would be lovely with that. But just 2 of those chops and that lovely sticky glaze. Beautiful.
But that orange and mustard.
Oh,
I mean,
it really works.
What a flavour.
It works really well. And a great combination, I think. So because you have that lovely kind of tanginess. That's the word.
Tanginess.
That lovely tanginess from the marmalade and the orange works really well in the vinegar.
That's fantastic. I love that. Okay, and you have another one?
Yeah.
One
so
more
we have a lovely,
finish.
It's kind of like an Asian kind of like inspired sweet soya roasted pork chop, and this is baked in some foil.
Oh.
So we're using some lovely lean pork chops, okay? So they're from the loin of pork, we call that, and then a little knob of butter, some red onion sliced, some chestnut mushrooms sliced. So you can literally brown them off in the pan if you want to, just the onion and the chestnut mushrooms. You can seal off the pork just literally for a minute or two, but you're baking it off in the foil. So we're going to put in some soya sauce, we're going to put in some flat leaf parsley, we're using another mustard here, some Dijon mustard. So you can go back and use the whole grain mustard. I don't have to go buy two mustards, but definitely Dijon mustard I tend to use more than whole grain at home, to be honest with you.
Why?
I just like
the flavour, the
creamier,
it's
not strong.
I
just like it, to be truthful with you. Some garlic in that crushed, and some honey, which works really well, or you could use some maple syrup or that beautiful High Bank apple syrup,
yes,
which work well.
Yeah.
Drizzle that all over your pork. You make, get two kind of sheets of tin foil, you seal off your pork, in goes your mushrooms, your onion, all that dressing over, you wrap it in tightly in tin foil, 180 is the temperature of the oven, and that goes into the oven at 130 onto a tray, because if it leaks and it goes onto your oven, you'll be saying that Nevin Maguire, geez,
that's right,
you,
destroyed,
I'll be getting the cleaning bill.
The place is destroyed. But this is like one meal, it's like a meal in the tin foil.
Exactly,
yeah,
it's like baked in the foil, it's baked in a parcel, and the parcel is the tin foil.
So you'd have about six, could you, not to be messy, but could you go up to eight?
Oh, absolutely.
If you had four people for
you
dinner.
Want a big tray that goes into the oven, double
so
line
could.
It with tin, absolutely,
yeah,
no problem.
Could, yeah.
Seal them off to get a bit of colour, okay, because if you don't, they're going to be anemic.
Mm.
So just seal it off, a little bit of oil, just to get a little bit of colour, 1 minute either side, onto your tin foil, then your lovely onion, mushroom, red onion I'm using, and then your lovely dressing goes over that. And that goes into the oven, and I've just said, serve that with what? Creamy mashed potato.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Are you happy with that?
Oh, yeah, no, that's
would you have a glass of milk with that?
I won't have a glass of milk with that. I'd have
a glass or a pint.
Well, I'd have a pint of milk.
I love it.
No bother with that at all. I might have to go back to the fridge to finish it off.
I love it.
You know?
Oh, you're brilliant.
Sweet soy roasted pork chops and mushrooms baked in foil. I love that.
Just two versatile recipes.
Yeah.
Using good value, first of all. Lovely Irish pork. Look for the Boar Bee Equality Mark. And it's just, I just think, one in the oven, one done a little bit different with that lovely sticky glaze and that coleslaw. So you have very different options there. But just kind of gives you some inspiration for pork
but
chops.
But again, that's the point, isn't it? It's using the pork chops
that's
for
it.
The right reasons. Orange and mustard glazed pork chops with celeriac slaw. That's the other one. And again, if you don't like that slaw, you can buy some.
Absolutely. Or even a bit of mashed potato. Or it's the glaze which is the key, and some lovely vegetables. Buttered peas will work well.
Well, isn't it interesting? Because when you think about it, what you're talking about here is you've got the basic animal, right? The basic whatever it is, and then you're dressing it.
Absolutely.
And you're creating around that. And you're taking the same thing, and it's two completely and utterly different flavours.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's nice, you know, for your listeners and for me even at home to step out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
We get into a routine of cooking the same thing.
Yeah, and we're all, you know, and COVID helped in many ways people like me to have a go at stuff, right? But I would have your book and I would read and then I would have a go.
Whose book again?
But your book, Nevin, your many books, Nevin. I would have a go because I felt, okay, I wasn't going to poison anyone because I'm literally reading and doing. And your thing, if you can read, you can cook.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But that's what it is. If you can read, you can cook.
But I think, Marty, even since COVID, like, people reconnected with food, gardening, growing.
No question.
I definitely think that's a positive message out of COVID. I definitely feel it and see it.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it.
And if you can cook, anyone can. Sorry,
well,
did I say that out loud?
Absolutely, you did say it out loud and you meant it. just a reminder, anyway, the recipes are available, Marty, in the morning on the RTE Lyric FM page. Sweet soy roasted pork chops and mushrooms baked and foil, or the orange mustard glazed pork chops with celeriac slaw.
The amount of customers
food,
that come to Black Lion and say, can Marty actually cook?
No,
he's a wizard in the kitchen.
That's why he keeps on trying to get into your restaurant. I'm going to book it like everyone else. Food, glorious food, they cried. I think that'll
follow. I love it.
Keep well. Safe home.
You're
and
a gent.
Talk to you in a week.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Thanks, Nevin. God bless you.
Nevin Maguire with the Boar Bee Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Boar Bee Equality standards, verified at every stage. We'll